Welcome to the Urology Coding and Reimbursement Podcast, where we help urologists and staff achieve peak economic and practice efficiency so there is time and energy to focus on patient care and a happy life. I'm your host, Scott Painter, with my co-hosts, Mark Painter and Dr. Ray Painter.
Today's episode is brought to you by ModMed. Do your EHR and PM adapt to your style of practice? The ModMed EHR and PM do, with benefits like remembering preferences and automatically suggesting documentation and billing codes. Urologists voted ModMed the number one urology-specific EHR and PM solution available, built by urologists with input from yours truly. Stop wasting 60 minutes and 200 for each of your open or no-show slot. Go to modmed.com/PRSnetwork. Set up an appointment with the team at ModMed Urology and shift your urology practice into high gear. Imagine a solution on a tablet or the web that works seamlessly with revenue cycle management, analytics, telehealth, payment processing, patient engagement tools, and much more. ModMed is transforming healthcare by placing doctors and patients at the center of care.
Welcome to episode 165 of the Urology Coding and Reimbursement Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Painter, with my co-hosts, Mark Painter and Dr. Ray Painter. And on today's episode, we kind of want to take you back and give some reflections of the recent meeting that we, the three of us attended, that Specialty Networks had in Denver, Colorado, in the end of September. And 2023, and we wanted to talk kind of what our thoughts are and what tidbits that we would share with you all that we heard. We attended several different presentations and got to talk to a lot of different people, and it was very interesting. And it's always interesting to when you get together with a group of like-minded people doing the same thing, that you hear a lot of different thoughts and opinions and kind of trends. So we wanted to just talk a little bit about our experience there and what we could share with you all that might help you in your practice and the practice of urology. So Mark, what would you say that you wanted to share, or what did you hear that you wanted to share with everybody?
So I'm going to expand out a little bit, because I've been a little bit on the circuit recently. South Central section, Western section, Specialty Networks, all of them, great meetings, and all similar in the collection of like-minded folks getting together and talking about things. And there's a lot going on in healthcare right now. I got to give my standard, updates relative to CPT changes and Medicare proposals and those types of things. And we talked in each group a lot about, and had a lot of discussion around telehealth and how folks are using telehealth or could leverage telehealth a lot more. So those were all fun discussions with a lot of interaction. Also attended, and we saw one, you guys saw that one about AI, and where artificial intelligence and machine learning is starting to get into Medicare and medical services and healthcare, and how that is going to potentially impact things. But the fact that it is, still a tool or a work in progress, and also that we've got some issues as to what HIPAA requirements are going to be out there relative to some of this, like that ChatGPT isn't HIPAA compliant, right? So there's a lot of different things that are being contemplated and discussed. And in urology, we are full of pioneers, people grabbing onto new things and jumping and running. But
we definitely have a ways to go. And so the two things that I would say were common to all of the various AI talks that I saw was one, that there is still a lot of supervision and monitoring that will be required for AI and AI use, to making sure that it is providing accurate feedback and not hallucinations or flat out incorrect information. So you can't just turn it loose. And then second is, yeah, we need to take into account where we are under our current rules, laws, and regulations, and HIPAA being one of them. So don't forget your requirements there, and you don't want to get somewhere down the road without having considered all of the restrictions that are in place. And then, of course, we had a lot of discussions about some of the legislative activities that are going on with gold cards and the use of gold cards to help sidestep some of the Medicare Advantage plans and their prior authorization requirements, and how that is still very much evolving. We had some discussions about the impact of some of the recent political, best word would be fallout from the changes relative to Roe v. Wade and some of the other directives that do have an impact on the provision of healthcare, both direct and indirect. And the one that was kind of interesting that caught my attention a little bit was, you know, what with some rise in interest in vasectomies related to some of the changes around the abortion care rules, and what responsibilities do urologists have in talking to patients as they start thinking about sterilization earlier. So there's a great deal going on, and it's coming from a lot of angles. And then the last common thing that I'll bring up that was there was the fact that everybody is short of staff, and that would include urologists, PAs, and all the support staff. And how are we going to, as a specialty, meet all the demand that's out there? And how are you going to meet individual practices going to be able to meet basically the requirements that you have just for your current patient load, much less considering any increases which we're still seeing? So it's a challenging situation right now with all these different things that are floating around, but I also will say that I was encouraged by the fact that, once again, urologists and urology groups are rising to meet these challenges, or at least trying to address these in very productive and positive ways. So a lot of great discussions, a lot of solutions still out there to be found.
Ray, what did you want to share with everybody?
Two thoughts. First one sort of related to what Mark said. In the early 1970s or in the 70s somewhere, I attended a meeting in Denmark. And this meeting was when they were first introducing the ultrasound of the prostate, and the majority of the attendees were from Denmark and Sweden, and they had a shortage of urologists, and in their national system, why, there were also a lot of GI docs at the meeting, because a lot in the smaller areas, the GI docs were doing a lot of the cystoscopies. So it does behoove us to really organize ourselves to take care of more patients if we want to keep control of the specialty. And the second thing is a quickie. They had done some studies on the cost of prior authorization. And according to their studies, for a 10 urology practice, the total cost of prior authorization averaged about $267,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah, that is significant.
A staggering number.
Well, and I and it was interesting, you know, from my perspective and, you know, hearing the various talks, I thought one of the interesting things came from Anish Chopra's talk. And Anish was the chief technology officer for the United States from 2009 to 2012. And he was saying that a lot of the initiatives that they put forth and what they were trying to do, and, you know, they were all good ideas. And, you know, as far as the collection of data and how to empower data, but what he seemed very, a little bit frustrated that a lot of that, the ideas and the things that they were working on still hadn't come to fruition totally. And, you know, through all the information that we're gathering, the ability to take that information and then do something with it is, it's a big task. And a lot of the information collection that has been put in place has given us vast amounts of data, but then the ability to take that data and accomplish something with it is, even though people can see it, it still takes a long time to get there. So it was really interesting to hear what he had set forth as some of the initiatives and where they were on the timeline of getting those done. There's some things that were, you know, scheduled to already be done that, you know, are delayed another couple of years. And as far as the data goes and what they're trying to do. But that was one thing, was how you can see the end of, you know, what data can do, just like AI. You can see what the possibilities are, but getting from A to Z, there are a lot of stops along the way. And as Mark had mentioned, that, you know, with AI, there's a lot of artifacts, you know, things that are put into the AI collective that are just not true. And those are coming through, or hallucinations that it comes up with an incorrect assumption based on the data that is in there. So all that, there has to be a lot of oversight with AI. But it is very exciting as to what those possibilities are. And you could really hear the excitement of the possibility of how AI can help physicians, you know, just in the documentation, and not only the documentation, but, you know, the documentation for clinical, the documentation for reimbursement, and also the documentation for malpractice. So that all is included when you're documenting an encounter with a patient, and all those areas can be helped with AI, which, if you could shrink the time of that documentation down, think of how much more face-to-face time you could actually have with patients if you could really get that reined in and using AI to help with that. Again, you can see how it can happen, but getting to that spot, getting from A to Z, that there's a lot that needs to go on from here to there. And The final thing I'll say is it was great getting together and having conversations in that type of setting. And that's just, you know, whatever the conversations are sparked, they're, you know, if they're in that industry setting and that like-minded folks, it just is really, it's really exciting and it's good. And I recommend getting out there if you haven't done it in a while, or if you haven't planned on doing it, it's well worth it. And getting back into the meeting mindset is something that we may have lost a little bit. So I recommend getting back out there if you haven't done so already. All right.
Scott, is that a plug for our seminars?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, for sure. Definitely. Good segue. And we're having our seminars in December in Las Vegas. December 1st and 2nd is our Urology Advanced Coding and Reimbursement Seminar. And January 26th and 27th of 2024 in New Orleans. That it just reminded me how much I really enjoy getting together and talking and sharing experiences. And if you can come up with a specific topic like we have, urology, advanced coding and reimbursement information, that really shapes that conversation and that taps into that collective genius. So we do encourage you to join us. If you go to prsnetwork.com/165 for episode 165, you'll see a link there. Also see a code that'll get you a discount to coming to that. All right. Well, that's all we have. Let's go around for some final thoughts. I know this was a kind of thought episode anyway, but Mark, any final thoughts?
Well, I would say buckle up. It's going to be a ride. would be the main thing I came away with. There's, like I said, a lot of exciting opportunities. You know, it's, and sometimes it's, you know, a little bit overwhelming with everything that's there, but it is, like I said, within all of that, there was still, a lot of upbeat, positive energy around a lot of this. And it's, you know, change is inevitable. It's not all good. But some of it is, and trying to make your way through all of those opportunities and pitfalls and all of that stuff is life as we know it in the U.S. healthcare system.
Ray, any final comments?
Well, I, like Mark, have attended a few other meetings with other talks and other ideas. And one of the things that I really tuned into was that we've lost the joy of practice of medicine. And surveys showing the new docs coming out and what they're looking for. And we need to work at enjoying what we do each day and don't get hung up in all the details of the complications. You ought to be able to go in your room and sit down and enjoy taking care of that patient and solving problems above everything else.
Well said. All right. We want to once again thank ModMed for supporting this episode. If you're in the market for a practice management solution or an EHR, we encourage you to check them out. And you can go to modmed.com/PRS network for some specials for our audience. That's all for today. Take us out, Ray.
Happy coding.
Thank you for listening to the Urology Coding and Reimbursement Podcast, where we help urologists and their staff maximize income and efficiencies so there's time and energy for patient care and a happy life. Special thanks to Carl Painter for the music today. You can find his music on Spotify under his record label, The Juicery.